something that, of course, we think that we know, but I think we want to know the implication of the Bible telling all nations and all people to should give thanks to God.
所以今天这个题目，我们也许都认为我们都认识，都很知道了。但是我今天要把它能够比较详细的，能够让大家能够了解一下。
We certainly want to thank God for all the things that He has done for our church recently.
我们第一个要感谢就是神替我们教会最近所做的大事。
And I'm so glad this morning I come in to see the church. There are so many shoe boxes. In the church.
第一件事就是我一走进去看到很多的这个盒子哈，圣诞盒子，就觉得很好。
That just shows us that brothers and sisters have contributed and you spend time preparing these shoe boxes for the children of the world.
就表示大家有放上时间心力来准备这个盒子，来帮助这个世界上需要帮助的小朋友们。
And all these children from any country or color of skins and whether rich or poor, and when they receive this, they would join with us to give thanks to God.
所以不管这些小朋友是世界上哪一个角落的种族或者国家等等，当他们收到你们这些鞋盒的时候，都会由衷的对神发出感谢之心。
And I also thank God for our church.We have decided to double our mission giving every month to overseas.
也感谢我们教会，我们在做预算的时候就决定了要把这个传道的这个基金能够加倍。
And also, we are giving double our mission offering to association local in Orange County.
然后我们这个当地的这个。传道的基金我们也加倍了。
And then we thank God for all of you who have just sacrificed, and we have given over $1,000 to the California mission just last month.
然后我们这个给这个我们有个上个月我们也大概是收了大概$1,000左右的，是专门给这个传教之用的。
And in California.
就是在加州传教的，叫做。Yeah.
And then also I want to thank God that our church also give $200 to support Tommy Wong in a place we cannot tell you where it is, but it's a tough place in the world, and he is sharing the message of Christ.
然后当然我们自己送出去的传道士就是 Tommy, 我们也每个月支持他$200。
And then...Just very recently, our church also sent another $300 to support a new mission in Portland, the very first Southern Baptist Chinese Mission Fellowship in Portland.
然后我们也寄了一张支票，$300支票，给在这波特兰的一个教会里面，他们是这些要为了这个植第一个美兰浸信会堂 来做奉献用的。
And then, of course, all of you, you have your own reason for giving thanks to God.
当然，你们每一个人都有要感谢神的理由。
But we do not only want to give thanks to God in our own private manner.
我们不是只是在私下里面感谢神。
We need to give thanks specifically to our own family members.
然后就是我们要对我们家里每一个人，我们都要献上感谢。
Have you ever give thanks for your wife?
你们有没有为你的妻子来献上感谢呢？
You may complain a lot, but have you ever give thanks to her?
你常常埋怨很多，但是有没有说，哪天说感谢神给我赐我这个这么好的一个太太
？And especially for your wife, have you ever tell your husband you thank him for whatever he's done?
做妻子，你有没有会有一次告诉你先生说？哎呀，我真的很感谢你，神赐给我这样一个丈夫。
Have you told your children you're thankful?
告诉你的儿女，你因为有他们也感谢神呢。
And then we know that God is good to each of us in all that He has done for us.
所以在万事上，神都是好，都给我们益处好处的。
We are giving thanks to Jehovah.
我们为耶和华来感谢。
That's the name of God.
神的名字耶和华。
And Jehovah means Yahweh in Hebrews, meaning that He is.
然后在希伯来文， 就是耶和华的意思，就是自在永在的神。
他是。He is, yes. And he is everything, every good thing that you need.
所以他是，就是在你万事上对你有益的，你所需要，他都是，他都是你的供应者。
He provides for your strength and your wisdom in your work.
在你工作上，他给你智慧，给你力量。
He helps you in your study.
在你这个读这个研究读书的时候，他也帮助你。
He helps you to have the ability to innovate and to build something.
然后你在创意的时候，也是他给你的助力。
He helps you to build your company or your family.
他帮你创立你的公司，帮你建立你的家庭。
Help you to build your business.
让你的生意能够蒸蒸日上。
And he helps you in contributing to in your own profession at work.
然后在你工作上，他也是给你助力。
And he helps you to accomplish what you need to do every day.
让你在每天都能够完成你所要做的事情。
And even to help others.
甚至还有余力去帮助别人。
So we have experienced God's blessings in our life.
所以在我们人生中、生活中，就是领受到很多神的祝福。
Some of us have experienced God's miracles in our lives too.
甚至有人甚至经历到神的奇迹。
And you know that God would have surprised you sometime in helping you to do something that you cannot do.
神有时候会给你一个大的惊喜，让你能够成完成你认为你做不到的事。
You have survived some accidents.
因为我们在这个出事、出这个车祸或者这个意外的时候，你居然活下来了。
Your body has been healed.
你的身体得了医治。
And your relationship with someone has been restored.
然后你与某些人的关系能够重建。
So then it is time for us to give thanks to God.
所以当然也就是我们需要向神感谢神的时候了。
Most of all, you should thank God for the fact that you have come to know His Son, the Lord Jesus, as your Savior.
我们大部分人都就是为了一件事，就是能够认识神的儿子耶稣基督而感谢。
Because He died for our sins.
因为他为了我们的罪。
On the cross,
是在十字架上
and he redeemed you from hell.
然后他从地狱里把你赎回
and then he helped you to be with God forever. With God forever.
让你能够与神永远同在
But this morning, I'm asking you to consider to thank God, especially with other people.
今天我特别要请大家一起在一起共同为神而来感谢。
We usually we don't want to say much, you know. We want to privately say, "Oh yeah, I give thanks to God."
通常我们都愿意在私底下哦感谢神，感谢神，不愿意在公开的场所。
But also we must join and assemble with others, with your family.With your relatives and loved ones, even your friends, to praise God.
我们必须要在家人、在亲友、亲朋好友一起来共同的赞美神。
And especially, it is God's desire that we will join with people with different cultures, different tongues, to praise God.
特别是与一些不同语言、不同文化的人一起来。
In other words, thanksgiving is not just a personal matter.
Sorry. You have to bear with me, okay? I have no germs, so it's just the cough. Okay.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay. 感恩不单只是个人的事情啊, it is also a family matter.
这是一个家庭的共同的事情。
And thanksgiving is a society matter.
感恩节是一个整个社会的一个。
Thanksgiving is a national matter.
感恩节是全国性的。
That's why Abraham Lincoln declared thanksgiving for the whole nation of America.
这是为什么呀？林肯他宣布这是一个全国性的节日。
Look at the father of our faith, Abraham.For example, and look at, let me see if I can get it going. Okay. Abraham was commanded to be a blessing to all nations.
神叫亚伯拉罕成为众万民的祝福。
Now you know the story that how Abraham was called from his homeland to go a place unknown.
所以大家知道亚伯拉罕是从乌尔被召出到一个他甚至不知道的莫名之地。
And he obeyed.
他顺服。
And not only that, God gave him another command.
不止如此，神还给他另外一个命令。
Sometime in our Bible translation, it did not clearly we can understand the original language of God telling Abraham.
有时候我们翻译常失去它的原意，到底真正意思是什么？
Now look at the English in another translation, not your own translation. It says, I will make your name great and you are to be a blessing. You see that? You are to be a blessing.
所以英文的翻译就是说你要成为万民的祝福。
Now that is a command in the Hebrew. It is a command.
在希伯来文它是一个命令。
That means that you must be a blessing to other people.
你必须要成为万国万民的祝
福。Not only I'm blessing you, Abraham.
不只是祝福你个人。
I'm not only making you a great nation.
我还让你成为一个很伟大的国家。
But your life, Abraham, must be a blessing to other people.
但是亚伯拉罕，你的生命必须要是万民万国的祝福。
Now that is something that we sometimes missed.
这是有时候我们会疏忽的。
We all say, oh, okay, through Abraham, by faith, we all become Christians.
我们常说、哦、因为亚伯拉罕的缘故，所以我们都成为基督徒了。
But we forget that we must also learn from Abraham. Our lives can be a blessing to others.
我必须向亚伯拉罕学习，我们的生命也能够变成别人的祝福。
It is God's expectation for all Christians to draw together through Abraham to praise God.
所以这是神的盼望，就是我们所有的基督徒能够透过亚伯拉罕能够在一起来感谢神。
Your lives and my lives together with others are to honor God and give thanks to him.
所以你我在一起通过我们的生命我们来向神献上感恩。
Not just for Abraham and the Jews alone.
不只是亚伯拉罕一个人或者是犹太人而已。
But also for all other people, all other tongues.
而是所有的万国的语言、万国的人、万族。
That's the way to honor God.
这是一个能够感谢神、敬拜神的一个方法。
Now then, let us look at another example from the Bible, King David.
看一下大卫王的榜样。
Now, King David, we know, was the ancestor of Jesus Christ.
那我们知道大卫王是所谓耶稣在肉体上的这个祖宗。
不是所谓，他真是。
他是。
Yeah,
OK.
Okay.
Thank you. 他真的就是
Exactly, yeah. That's very important. And woman, we know then that King David was blessed by God.
那我们知道大卫王是受到神的祝福的。
And King David in Psalms, if you will read constantly, you will find many places. He would not just say, I praise God or my nation prayer. He called upon all nations.All people to praise God.
那我们看在诗篇许多大卫王做的诗里面，他不只说我要赞美神或者我的国家要赞美神，而是他说万国都要赞美神。
For example, right here in Psalm 22, it says, "All the ends of the world, earth will remember and turn to the Lord."
我这里讲说这个到地的地极都要赞美神。
Oh, that means that from every corner in the whole world is called on to worship the Lord.
所以在全世界的四边四方都要来赞美神。
Because he controls everything.
因为神他是掌握所有的。
Even though we sin and don't want his control.
即使我们是犯了罪，不想顺服。
But we should still come to acknowledge we want Him to control us.
但是我们仍然要承认，就是我们希望神能够来掌管我们。
Now notice that David not only said to for those that who are eating good, and who are wonderful, have a rich life to give thanks to God. He also said that those who are in the poor situation, who go down to the dust, notice that word, who go down to dust, will kneel before him.
这里要称赞神的、赞美神的，并不只是一个生活过得很好或者很优渥的人，而是即使在很穷困的，即使在这个变成像过了一个像一个灰尘一样的人的日子的人，也要赞美神。
So today, no matter in whatever conditions you are, you are still called upon to praise and thank God.
不管你的境遇如何，你的状况如何，你都要去赞美神。
So you know that the Apostle Paul said in 108, in verse 3, he said, I'll praise him, Lord, among the nations. I will sing of you among the people.
诗篇是吧？
对，
108，诗篇。耶和华，我实在看不清楚。我要在万民中称谢你，在列邦中。
Okay, let us help Hui Ming a little bit. Her eye maybe not very
good. No, but you can
okay.
see that.
So let us all read it together, shall we? Okay. Shall we all say it together in Chinese, please?
New glasses.
耶和华，我要在万民中称谢你，在列邦中歌颂你。
Amen.
Thank you. 谢谢你。All right.Now, this is what God wants in our life.
这就是神要我们在生命中这个就生活出来的。
Now, this in fact, in Psalm 22, where David wants us to praise God, it was the very important psalm to predict the crucifixion of Jesus in that psalm.
所以在诗篇二十二篇里面。除了大卫王要我们称颂神以外，其实他也提到了神的耶稣基督的这个十字架上的受死。
Because of Jesus' sacrifice, therefore we remember him and praise him.
因为耶稣基督为我们而死，所以我们要赞美神，称颂他，赞美他。
And today, indeed, everywhere in the world, people are turning to God.
所以今天有很多地方的人都归向神。
We know that in throughout the world, more than one third of the people, everywhere, even in the tougher place in the world, they give thanks to God.
今天全世界大概有三分之一的地方的人都是在称颂主。
Some of you, many of you know that my wife and I had the opportunity to went to Europe for a cruise the last 2 weeks.
所以我跟我跟 Sharon 我们前两个礼拜是在游轮上面在旅游。
Yeah, the first place we flew to was Netherlands.
我们第一个去的地方是挪威吗？
荷兰。
荷兰。
Netherlands 是荷兰，对不对
？Dutch.
Okay.
Holland.
All right. Now you know Netherlands is the west, the most western part, sort of Europe.
所以这个荷兰大概是在欧洲的最西部。
Yeah. And that was a Sunday morning. We arrived the airport at about 7 something.
那个我们到的时候大概是差不多七点钟了。
And so I looked for a church to go.
刚好是礼拜天，所以我们就在找教会。
Well, praise the Lord, you look at the map.Wow, there is a church close to the shore. It's the oldest church in Netherlands.
所以我们看了地图就发现，刚好在离我们这个靠岸岸边不远有一个教会，而且是当地一个很古老的教会。
So my wife and I asked for help. So we get off the boat and get off the airplane. We were at the boat already. So we get out and then we look for the church.
所以我们就下了船以后就在找这个教会。
And we found it right before 11 o'clock. We were at the church.
我们刚好在这个做礼拜以十一点钟以前刚好就找到了这个教会。
And the people already all sitting down to wait to worship God.
所以这些会众都已经坐下来准备要敬拜神了。
Now, of course, they spoke Dutch. They speak a language I don't know how to.
当然他们讲的是荷兰语了。
I can only figure out, oh, he's talking, the preacher is talking about Mark chapter 12, something like that.
我也能懂的意思，哦，牧师大概讲在马可福音吧，什么什么。
And then, wow, they are all sitting very attentive, solemnly, worship God, about 60 some people, maybe.
大概有六十多人左右，然后大家都很敬肃的。
It's a big big church, of course.
教堂很大，但是大概六十多个人，大家很敬肃、严肃在敬拜神。
And the beautiful stained glass windows.
很漂亮的五彩的玻璃等等。
And it was a Protestant worship.
这是一个新教的。
基督教的。
基督教的，对。
And then, so we had a good time.
所以我们也蛮享受的。
We even joined with them for communion.
我还跟他们一起守这个主餐。
And the people, of course, they were Dutch people.
当然他们是荷兰人。
They were probably American people.
有美国人吗？
当然了。
美国人。讲荷兰话。讲荷兰话。You two, the only two Americans.
And then there are other people. There were some black people.
也有不同的种族，有些黑人的。
Yeah, and then of course Chinese too.
还有老中，老美老中。
And different people worshiping together. Oh, it was good. It was wonderful.
很美好的，就是这么多不同的种族、不同的语言的人在一起敬拜，太好了。
Indeed, it is people from different continents come together to worship God.
Yeah, 不同的从这个各世界各地不同的这个地方来的。
Of course, not only in Netherlands.
当然不只是荷兰。
But in all over the world.
全世界都是如此。
And you will be able to find churches, to worship God.
你到世界各地都可以找到教会，然后去敬拜神的。
And This is the fulfillment of what David has said.
这就是大卫王的他的这个预言的一个实现。
And then also, the great prophet Isaiah explained to us why we all need to give thanks and praise God.
当然，先知以赛亚也告诉我们解释我们为什么。荣耀赞美神。
Let us read together Isaiah 43:7, shall we?
Okay, 以赛亚43:7.
Everyone who is called by my name, whom I created for my glory, whom I formed and made, now in Chinese, 就是凡称我名下的人，是
我
为自己的
荣
耀创造的，是
我
所造成，是造所造的。Now, Isaiah tells us why God created man.
以赛亚其实告诉我们神为什么要创造人。
Why?
为什么？造人干什么？
Doing that? Because for His own glory.
因为他是为了我自己的荣耀而创造的。
Now that means that God wants all of us to manifest His glory.
所以就是。就是说我们每个人都要在我们身上都能够彰显出神的荣耀。
How do we glorify him then?
那我怎么样能够彰显神的荣耀呢？把荣耀归于神呢？
First of all, we need to be saved.
第一个我们必须要能够得救赎。
I'm sorry the English is, you know, so small. If you can turn to Isaiah 61:10-11 in English, all right?
以赛亚书61:10-11
Yeah, because here it tells you that God gave us the robe of righteousness. God wants to give us salvation.
所以神带你怎么样带领你怎么样能够得到救恩，怎么样能够得到拯救。
Because we have His salvation, therefore we can glorify Him.
因为我们得到他的救恩，我们才能够荣耀他。
So no matter.Isaiah said, what color of skin you are, what kind of ancestor you are, what kind of personality you have, you still can glorify God.
所以以赛亚说，不管你的种族，不管你是祖先是谁，你都能够荣耀神。
In other words, in God's mind, no matter whether you are educated, uneducated, whether you're looked down by other people or not, you are created for the glory of God.
也换句话说，就不管你是受教育的，或者你的身份地位等等如何，你都可以荣耀赞美神。
No matter because you are poor, people don't look upon you with happiness, don't like to associate with you. You are still glorifying God because God created you for that purpose.
不管你是贫穷或者一无所有，甚至人都看不起，但是你还是可以荣耀神，因为你是神所造的。
So God today does not look at how bad you are, how sinful you are, how terrible you are. God is looking at the good things in you. He has created you, so there must be some good in you, no matter who you are.
所以神并不只是看你有多么的不好，因为他是造你的，所以你在你里面一定有些好的东西。
So everyone in the world has some good, so that God would help them to glorify Him.
所以因为我们一些好的职，从神那里得了一些好的东西，所以我们应该可以去敬拜。
So therefore, we as Christians should never and never have prejudice against other people with different color, different tongue.Or different race.
就身为基督徒，绝对不可能有一些歧视或者偏见，对不同种族、不同肤色的人有任何的偏见。
Because when you do that, you are against God. Every person in the world is created by God and for His glory. You are saying, God, this person is not good enough. No, everyone is good enough.
Yeah, 因为神创造我们万民。各种不同的肤色、不同的种族，都是为了神荣耀神自己。所以，当你对别人有歧视或者偏见的时候，就表示说：“哎，神，你造的这个人好像不好啊，不太好啊。”
So Isaiah continued to tell us in chapter 66, verse 18 to 19.
所以以赛亚继续在66、18到10节就告诉我们
，He is saying that God will bring all people.No matter what kind of tongues you have, you will see His glory.
所以神会让万民都来荣耀神。
Yeah. So this is what this is God's own purpose and His own plan for all of us.
所以这是神的计划，也是上帝他的目的。
Now, notice in chapter 16, 18, 19, God specifically mentioned a few kinds of people.
在这里，神特别提到一些不同的人种。
For example, Tashi, Paul, Luke, Tubal, Javan, and so forth.
这边提到一些地名，一些不同的地方的人。
Now,
他是啊，等等。
Yeah, Tashi is Spain.
他是就是今天的西班牙。
And then Paul and Luke are referring to.African.
这里他们讲的就是非洲。
Yeah. And then he talked about Tubal. Tubal is referring to Asia Minor, the Eastern people.
普勒就是这个亚细亚，当时的亚细亚。
And then finally, the Javan, that are the Greece, the people from Greek.
讲到这个什么雅碗，就是当时的希腊。
So you can see, I said specifically mention all people, no matter you are from Africa, Europe, Asia Minor, or Greece. These people ought to bring glory to God and will see God's glory.
所以不管你是欧洲也好，亚洲也好，或者是什么地方也好，都要荣耀神。
Now then we see the great king of Babylon that Daniel talked about.
看到在这个丹尼尔。
Yeah. And the great king Babylon, his name was Nebuchadnezzar.
这讲到巴比伦的这个伟大的国王尼布撒尼甲。
And this king was very proud.
这个君王他是非常一个自大的一个君王。
Why? Because his kingdom extended all the way from Asia Minor near Greece and near India all the way to Africa.
因为他的国度就盖棺了整个的欧亚非。
And then he, because he had such a great kingdom, so he thought, oh, I'm so happy. I build all this for myself, and he was very proud.
所以他一看到这么广辽远广阔的国度，他就非常的自高自大，说：“你看我，
yes,
都是我造的。”
Guess what? When he was proud, what did God do to him?
大家记不记得，当他在很自傲的时候，神做了一些什么事呢？
God made him insane.
神让他发狂。
He became a beast.
变成像一个野兽一样的。
God made him become a beast to lie in the tree and try to eat grass.
他变成野兽，就是在森林里面，然后吃这个草根之类的。
You said this is just in the Bible. Is it true?
你说这是圣经这样讲的，是不是真的？历史是真的这样子吗？
Well, if you study medicine, there are some kind of disease like that.
如果你是学医的，的确有类似这样的一个病哦。
When a person is too proud, he will become sort of insane.
当一个人他一个自大狂到一个地步，他会变成巅峰。
Until God finally have mercy on him and make him recover from his illness.
我一直到神有恩典在他身上，让他能够恢复了。
Then what did he say?
然后他说了什么呢？
Now would you join with me in reading together?
单一里。
First in English, okay? King Gabana says to
the nations
and people of every
language.
Who lives in all the
earth?
May
you
prosper
greatly.
Now I never can answer praise and exalt and
glorify
the King
of
heaven,
because
everything
he
does is
right
and all
his
ways is just.
And
those
who
walk in pride,
he
is
able
to humble. 请中文的念了啊！
终于起哈！
尼
布甲尼撒王，
他
与
正
在
全
地各方
的各地主的人说。
愿你
们
大享平
安。现在我尼布甲尼撒赞美尊崇恭敬天上的王，因为他所做的全都诚实，他所行的也都公平，他行动骄傲的他能降为卑。 This great king had to finally understand he has to praise GodBecause he was too proud.
So, 这一个所谓的伟大的君王，最后终于能够谦卑下来，能够去赞美神。
So, may I caution you, if today you say, Pastor, your message is just your own thing, your own thinking. I don't know whether it's true or not. Be watch out. God can discipline anyone who is too proud.
大家也能够小心一点，如果你认为说我今天牧师就是你自己是这样的讲法，但是请小心，神是可以让每个任何人都能够谦卑下来的。
And then also see another great king. His name was Darius, Persian king.
另外一个大波斯王大力乌。
This great king in Daniel's time put the prophet Daniel in a cave, in a dungeon.
这位王在这个丹尼尔的时候，
丹尼里
的时候，把他下令下到这个狮子坑是吧？
Yes, and then Daniel was in this lion den.
所以这个丹尼里被下到这个狮子坑。
But yet he was protected.
但是他是被神所保护的。
The lion did not eat him up.
这些狮子没有吃他。
And so the next morning, the king came to find out, wow, Daniel was still there. He was so happy.
所以他这个大力乌王第二天很迫不及待去看丹尼里的时候，发现他活着，高兴的要死。
He knew that God was able to protect his own prophet.
所以他就知道，哦，神能够保护他自己的先知。
And he praised God.
他就为此献上。
So again, he command. He says that may all the people. Now his kingdom was great too, from India to Africa to Europe. And he says all people must fear before God.
所以我们知道波斯王大力乌他国度也是横跨欧亚，欧亚非三州的，所以他就下了一个令，就是所有的人都要害怕敬畏上帝。
Do we see any miracles today?
那你说那我们今天有这样的奇迹吗？
Yes we did.
有
Many things that God has accomplished for us and for our people.
神为了我们成就了很多的大事。
And today we can see some God have answered our prayer and healed our disease.
神有答应我们的祷告。
And healed our disease.
哦，便医治了我们的疾病。
And he meet our financial need in a very special way.
然后他也为我们教会的财政也能够处理。
And in our personal finance in a very way.
教会也好，是我们个人的财况。
And God has also protect us from some accidents and dangers.
所以让我们在那个在一些意外的时候也能够平安。
I'm sure some of you can testify to that.
Yeah, 很多人大概都可以证明这一点。
And therefore, we need to praise God.
所以我们必须要赞美神。
In our Southern Baptist Convention, in our main church, all over in America, especially in California, we are ministering to at least 60 different people, different kind of ethnic people.
所以美南浸信会，尤其是我们加州的，我们大概有帮助了大概有60多个不同的种族语言的教会。
So every Sunday, we use more than 70 some languages in California in many different churches.
所以就在加州，我们大概每个礼拜天崇拜的时候，大概有70多种不同的语言。
And we praise God for that.
感谢神。
Now in our national body, Southern Baptist, why was we? Why are we called Southern Baptist?
所以就是所谓美南浸信会，为什么我们叫做美南浸信会？
Do there many Baptists?
是不是有很多不同的浸信会？
So why are we called Southern Baptist?
为什么叫做美南浸信会呢？
Well, I tell you, we didn't have a very good original reason.
跟大家承认一下，我们刚开始美南浸开始的时候，并没有一个很好的开始。
Because you remember in America, there were times that some Southern people in America have prejudice against the black.
知道在美国开国早期的时候，有某些南部一点的地方的话，会对非洲裔的美国人有一些偏见。
Especially Baptists.
还特别是浸信会。
So what happened was the Northern Baptists, they are not prejudiced, okay? But the Southern Baptists, we don't want to accept the black in our church.
Yeah, 就是北部的浸信会。比较不会种族歧视，但是南部的浸信会就比较种族歧视。
And they misinterpret the Bible.
然后他们对圣经的这个注解有所误会。
They misinterpret God's judgment on Noah's judgment on his sons.
所以他们就把这个挪亚对他的儿子的这个咒诅就解释错误。
So that's wrong.
不对的。
Praise the Lord.20, 30 years ago, we repent.
20-30 年以前我们就悔改了。
The whole Southern Baptist denomination asked for forgiveness from the black and knew that we were wrong.
所以整个的浸信会联会就向这些非裔的这个基督徒认罪悔改，承认自己是错误的。
Do you know that today we have many, many black congregations?
你知道我们今天有许多许多的非洲的教会。
And all the churches, most of them do have some black in their congregation.
然后许多教会里面也有一些非裔的基督徒。
And then many black churches and Korean churches or Chinese or other ethnic churches are asking to join our Southern Baptist Convention.
有许多非洲的教会或者韩国的教会或者很多亚洲的教会就要求说要来加入我们的美南浸信会。
Because we accept everybody.
因为我们是 接受各种各族。
Because we follow the Bible.
因为我们是追随圣经的道理。
Because we repent of our sins.
因为我们对于以前的罪罪过是悔改的。
We need to join together to give thanks to God.
所以我们必须在一起能够感谢神。
And Sister Wei told me recently too, our Russian congregation right here meet in the afternoon.
伟也跟我们讲说，最近就是最近我们这个苏俄的这个教会
，They officially want make application and join our Southern Baptist Convention.
苏俄的教会他们也开始申请的，正式要加入美兰浸信会。
You see, that's what the Bible wants.
这就是圣经要的。
That's why we're happy to be Southern Baptist.
这是为什么我们以这个美兰浸信会为荣。
And then we find that Daniel, the prophet, saw something in the future.
那我们在但以理在异象中看到一些未来的。
You see that the Bible says that Daniel at night time in a vision, he saw like a son of man coming with clouds on heaven.And then all nations and people of every language worship him.
但你在异象中看到所有的人都崇拜人子耶稣基督。
Now, so you can see, Bible clearly said, everywhere, every nation and all people worship the Son of Man.
所以由此可见，所有的万国万民都要赞美、崇敬拜神。
Oh, it says, Son of Man, who is he?
这里说人子，人子是谁呢？
Who is the Son of Man?
人子是谁呢？
That's very important. Today you come to give thanks to God, you have to know who are you giving thanks to.
今天你要赞美神，你要知道这个神是谁。
Not a Buddha.
当然不是。
Not every God is okay.
也不是任何的神都可以。
There are some people here today, I hope it's not in our church, oh, all gods are okay. Every road leads to Roman.
现在希望不在我们不是我们教会里面，有人认为就是条条道路通罗马，任何的神都可以。
That's very wrong.
非常的错误。
Then you don't know God.
那你不认识神。
Only true God is the God of the Father of Jesus Christ.
只有唯一的真神是耶稣基督的父，还是真神。
So Jesus was the Son of God and is the Son of God.
所以耶稣是神的。
But he became man.
但是他到身为人降世为人。
2000 some years ago, he became man through the Virgin Mary.
他借着这个处女玛利亚这个道成肉身来到这个世上。
And so that's why he was called the Son of Man.
所以为什么他被称为人子？
And so you can see how in Mark. Chapter 2, verse 10, clearly Jesus himself said, I, the Son of Man, have the authority to forgive sins.
我们看到马可福音二章，耶稣自己说，人子有赦罪的能力。
So today, why do we worship the Son of Man?
今天我们为什么要敬拜人子呢？
Because he became a man. God became man.
因为他是神成为人。
And he represents all of men die on the cross.
代表所有的人
He was resurrected.
他所为人的罪
在
十字架，然后再复活的。
He had the power to forgive sins.
所以他能够原谅罪。
And bring us to heaven.
然后给我们帮我们能够带到这个天堂。
That's why he deserves our praise.
所以他值得我们的敬拜。
Praise the Lord. Jesus Christ is the only one that we should worship today.
耶稣基督是我们唯一要敬拜的。
And then finally, we find that another prophet, Micah, prophesies that all of us should stream to the Lord's temple.
先知米迦也预言，万民都要流归耶和华的圣殿。
Micah did not say, "Oh, all the Jews need to come to the mountain."
这个米迦这个先知并不说，所有的犹太人要来回归圣殿。
He said, "All people."
说万民万族。
That means that all nations, regardless what tongue you speak, you should come to the mountain of God.
所以万民万国，不管你讲的是什么语言，都要来敬拜神。
The Bible teaches us that we should gather together and stream together to the mountain of God.
这里告诉我们，我们必须要在一起，然后到这个神的圣山上去敬拜。
Oh, but you say, oh, that is referring to the future.
你说啊，这是不是讲的是预言，是未来的事
？When Jesus will come back.
当耶稣再来的时候，我们可以到圣山上去敬拜他。
But today, God is preparing all the people to worship Him in His temple.
但是神今天就在预备我们所有人都在圣殿里面敬拜他。
That's why we come to church to worship together.
为什么要来教会来一起来敬拜神
？And that's why we are happy that not only my kind of people, but all kinds of people can come together in the church.
为什么不只是我们的族类的人在敬拜，而是所有的族类的人都在敬拜
？So brothers and sisters, today we're not just going to give thanks to God by ourselves.
今天不是指我们个人来这个 为神感谢神
eat a nice turkey dinner
啊，或者是吃一个很好的这个火鸡大餐就算了
we must call upon others and loved ones join to give thanks to God
我们要呼喊呼召所有的我们亲友一起来敬拜神
but also we want to invite our friends to come to church
而且我们要邀请我们认识的人来教会
as God's purpose for us to give glory to Him
神的旨意就是要我们在一起能够一起荣耀他。
So no matter we are yellow, black, white, red or brown，
不管我们是红黄蓝白等等的褐色也好，各种的颜色都好。
We are the people who would worship God together。
我们是在一起要敬拜神。
That is the will of God。
这就是神的旨意。
That is the expectation of God。
神所盼望的
and that has been the plan of God from the beginning.
神从开始的计划就是如此
And that's the way, only way to bring honor and glory to God.
也就是唯一的能够把荣耀归于神的
Now today, some of you who are here, you may not be a Christian yet.
也许有些人并不是基督徒
You say I'm very thankful.
你说我也很感恩啊
But not only to your friends and loved ones.
但是不只是你的亲友
You should.Be thankful to God
你还要向神
for His salvation
为了他的救恩而感谢
and come to know Him
来认识他
accept Jesus into your heart
把耶稣进到你的心里
so as we call an invitation later on
当我们在邀请的时候
as we sing the hymn we invite you to come forward
当我们在邀请你在唱歌的时候
or you have not belonged to any church
你还没有加入任何的教会
or you have not been baptized
或者你没有受浸
we invite you to come to
请你到前面来
join in with us in this temple
与我们一起在这个圣殿里
面 to give glory to God
把荣耀归于神
let us pray our father we thank you this morning
我们感谢你
you love us
你爱我们
you have a plan for us We are created for your glory.
我们是因为你的荣耀而被造的。
We pray that we will go into your glory.
我们希望我们能够进入你的荣耀。
And as we sing this hymn this morning,
当我们在唱这首诗歌的时候
we pray that you speak to us.
求你与我们讲话。
And make decision to praise you with other friends and loved ones.
让我们也能够决定说与所有的亲友一起来。
We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Now sing 304, please, in your hymn notes. As we sing, please right away come and we invite you. Please stand.